Welcome to the godshow.us daily. Tonight's crowd showed up with their grandmother's handwriting in their pocket and their grief already laminated. They wanted comfort food. They are about to get 15 traditions and zero easy answers. One question, many wisdom traditions. One philosophy show that will not hand you a casserole and call it closure. The card is on the table. The bout begins now.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project. One question, 15 wisdom traditions every single day. You can find the question of the day, ask your own questions, and discover your own belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, is there a difference between keeping your grandmother's recipe exactly and keeping her? To answer honestly, you'd have to give up the comfortable lie. The one that says the grease-stained index card is a form of presence, not a form of distance. You'd have to admit you might have been preserving something because it cannot need you back. Is there a difference between keeping your grandmother's recipe exactly and keeping her? Judaism goes first, and it is almost a dare. It says if you cook her recipe the same way every single time, you have preserved the dish and lost the woman. Because she argued with the measurements, she threw in extra pepper when the mood took her. And the move that keeps her alive, you meant the one that actually pulls her back across the table, is the night you taste the broth and say, "No, Bubby, I think you were wrong about the salt." Only the living get argued with. The dead stay perfectly, silently correct.
That's a genuinely unsettling reframe. You're saying the most loving thing you can do is disagree with a dead woman's recipe. But Stoicism just cuts the cord entirely. The card is yours. The grease stain, her handwriting listing left, the corner she always held, that is yours to command. She is not. And grief that insists otherwise is going to spend years telling you that changing one measurement is a small betrayal, a door closing on her voice. Stoicism says, that voice was never in the flower.
Taoism has this image I keep turning over. It says she was the hole at the center of the wheel, the nothing the spokes turn on. The recipe is the wood you can touch. She was the space that made it useful. And here's what makes that land. Someone followed every measurement exactly and felt her absence more precisely than ever before. Taoism says that's not failure, that's the lesson.
Cynicism is going to hurt for a second. It says, you kept the card under glass. The card cannot die on you again, cannot need you in the dark when you're unraveling and would give anything to hear her voice, cannot look at you with eyes expecting you to become someone you haven't managed yet. You laminate it and call it love. But what you've actually preserved is the distance, the comfortable laminated distance. The card just holds the grease stain, silent, asking nothing.
Absurdism goes somewhere completely different. And it's the one that gets me. It says you already know the recipe isn't her. You knew before you finished typing the question, but you cook it anyway. Not to retrieve her, but to refuse with both hands the universe's casual indifference to her having existed at all. That's not delusion, that's a kind of defiance. Zen says something adjacent. You meet her not by following the card, but by departing from it. Exactly in the places where your hands hesitate and then decide anyway, which is a very different instruction than laminating anything. If you're the one who sent this question, the one holding a card like it might answer back, cynicism named the mechanism, but absurdism named the motion. Cook it, change it, fight with her measurements. She was not a recipe. She was a person who made one.
The crowd that came for comfort is filing out through the wrong exit. Card still in hand, not sure whether to add more salt. 15 traditions entered. Zero of them handed you the dish and called it her. That is correct. That is the whole fight. TheGodShow.us is free. It is daily. It is multilingual. And it keeps going. Because people like you support it. Subscribe, share the episode, or find it tomorrow at TheGodShow.us. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com. for our dark rock intro tune. The card is on the counter. The oven is still warm. The argument is still open. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.